This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Denver residents will be required to follow stricter rules to slow the spread of coronavirus. Starting tomorrow, restaurants will be capped at 25% of occupancy, and bars that don't sell food will be closed. Last call will be at 10 p.m. Executive Director Bob McDonald with Denver's Department of Public Health says the city has seen a rise in positive COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and the positivity rate.
A small amount of non-compliance with public health orders can go a long way with transmission. So every individual needs to comply so that we can drive all three of those metrics down and avoid a stay-at-home order.
McDonald says it's not clear what exactly is driving cases up. Numbers need to be reduced for 2 weeks before the state-imposed heavier restrictions can lift. The freeze in Metro Denver is officially one for the record books. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, the temperatures at Denver International Airport bottomed out at 8 degrees this morning.
That's officially colder than any previous October 27th in Denver's recorded history. Pueblo smashed its record too, and one town in the northern mountains hit negative 33. But Francesca Smith saw the cold as an opportunity. This morning, she built herself some snowboard jumps and a rail in Denver's Ruby Hill Park.
Well, we don't live in the mountains. We're an hour and a half away, and none of the resorts are open, and we don't want to wait.
Her terrain park won't stick around for long, though. Temperatures are forecasted to heat up through the weekend, with highs near 70 by Monday. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Thousands of Coloradans can vote for the first time right now. They're new U.S. citizens. CPR has met several of them at naturalization ceremonies across the state over the past year. All this week, my colleague Avery Lill is introducing you to them. Today, Panvichka Roth Fisk. He came to the U.S. from Cambodia to go to college in New York. He got a green card through his wife and has been eligible for citizenship for more than a decade. This election convinced him to finally become an American. That story is coming up in about 10 minutes. It's 40 degrees in Denver, 30 in Grand Junction, and 25 degrees in Craig. You're listening to CPR News.